Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Oh, I think I messed up their timing. I got up here to get the mic. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. That was a little bit different music to give to and observe announcements to. Amen. Well, I want to have an opportunity this morning to say Happy Mother's Day. Man, what a wonderful room full of people. And we have people who have come from other churches to be with moms, and we're so glad for that. And we're so glad to see some people back that are feeling better, that were sick, and others that are visiting with us. It is good to see Gary. Gary, we need your help. Could you go back to the sound booth? No, I'm kidding. You take today off, Gary, okay? Good to see you too, Karen. We're so glad that you are here with us today. For a while now, we've had this plan, and we had moved some things around. I don't know if you noticed, we had moved some things around, and the schedule kind of, every once in a while, so this happens, this kind of gets forced upon you. I had it nicely spaced out, and then somebody had a date change, and it got all crunched up. So we had Dale Everett, and then we had Mike's his brother from Lenexa, Kansas. And we had Deke schedule in there. We kind of all shoved that together. That's none of their fault. If you want to blame anybody, blame me. So, not out of the way. We're just so glad to have Deke and Joy Silverman with us today. We've been friends of theirs since, about 22 years ago when we moved back to Texas. And so they've been close friends of ours, and we just have enjoyed their ministry, and we as a church have enjoyed their ministry. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to clue in all of the ushers to this as well, that we're going to have an offering towards the end of the service. You want to hear of their ministry and have an opportunity to respond. So there will be a separate offering if you'd like to do that, and that will also be noted on Easy Tithe. But without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to our pulpit and our hearts this morning Brother Deke and Sister Joy Silverman. Would you welcome them right now? And all I want to say, brother, is shalom. Mashlomcha.
There you go.
Okay.
Baruch Ababa Shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He said that because I am a Jewish believer. How many knew that all in advance? I've been hearing Hebrew since I came in here. Wasn't me, honest. I'm just, glory to God. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. My father's family are Orthodox Jewish people. I never heard the phrase born again till I was 20 years old. Didn't know that existed. Thank God somebody had enough nerve to tell me about Jesus. Found an Assembly of God church a year after I was saved. How many have heard of those?
Too loud.
Is it yours, babe?
Yeah, too loud. Too much, too hot in the mic.
Okay, we got it down. It is my wife. See, she has such a strong anointing. You see how that worked. Test, test, test. Oh.
You took the wrong one. You're supposed to take that one.
It's my volume.
Talk into it, babe.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah. This is my lovely wife, Joy. Many decades ago, I asked God for a scriptural wife. He gave me the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give a quick testimony.
Hallelujah. Nothing, no other place I should say I'd rather be than to be with you and his anointing. Amen. God is so good. Moms were definitely special to Jesus. The scripture that's been just kind of rolling around in my head all week, it said that as Jesus was dying on the cross, he spoke to his mother. And he spoke to the beloved, the disciple, that John, this is your mother, and woman, this is your son. And then he said it was finished. It was complete. Hallelujah. So you're special in the sight of Yeshua, our Savior. Amen. Because of that, we were all grafted into the family of God.
Praise God. I had a song originally we were going to do. We do the messianic music. I mean, like that Jewish Christian music. You heard it during the offering there. This one's called Revival Medley. Praise the Lord. I love to tell little Jewish jokes. You see, medleys are famous in Jewish music. You know why? You get 3 or 4 songs in one. You see how that works? If you can get a better deal, it's fantastic. taken from different portions of Scripture, but the third part of this medley came from the Smithton, Missouri revival that went on for years. Glory to God, glory to God. Revival medley. Thank you. Song number 5.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Sing, dance, clap with your hands. Our God is worthy to be praised. Worthy, worthy, He is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God is worthy to be praised. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised.
Sing,
clap, dance with your hands. Our God is worthy to be praised. Worthy, worthy, He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, our God is worthy to be praised. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high.
Bring her voice up just a bit, the monitor. How many believe the Lord's right hand still raised on high? How many believe the name of Jesus is still the name above every name? Hallelujah. I sense revival in this place. As I was sitting there, the Lord had me change this first song. How many believe there's revival in this place and in the land?
Revival is in the land. Revival is in the land. Come and see what the Lord has done. Revival is in the land. Revival is in the land. Revival is in the land. Come and see what the Lord has done. Revival is in the land.
Listen to this.
Revival is in the land. Revival is in your heart. Revival is in your heart. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Revival is in your heart. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Revival is in your heart. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Revival is in your heart.
Hallelujah. God is so good. We'll be singing some more later. Thank you, Joy. I have a special message today. It's so special, I wrote it down by longhand. How many remember longhand? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that does touch Jewish people about Jesus is His love. Love for His mother. And all moms, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Luke, the 7th chapter. We're going to talk about a miracle here. We're going to talk about raising from the dead. I feel this strong in my heart.
How many of you moms want to see a miracle in your family? We need a miracle, hallelujah, with family members direct and nieces, nephews, grandkids. I believe this is the day for miracles. Praise God. Starting with verse 11. Now it happened of Luke, the 7th chapter. I'm reading from the New King James. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him in a large crowd. Nain's about 21 miles from Jerusalem. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Do not weep." Here's a good Bible study for you. I heard it suggested years ago. Sometimes go through the Gospels and see every place where Jesus had compassion. He stopped the world. He stopped tradition. Somebody say amen. Tradition's great. But if God intervenes, let it happen to meet the needs of his people. Then he came and touched the open coffin. And those who carried him stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say unto you, arise." So he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Let's just say a prayer. Father, I thank you so much for your word. Your word says it will never return void, but shall accomplish what you please, shall prosper where you send it. This day your word is not returning void. It is accomplishing what you please. It's prospering in the hearts and the lives of the people. The sound of this voice in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. He had just healed and raised from the dead the centurion's servant. This young man that he brought back to life was one of three people Jesus raised from the dead. I mentioned compassion. There's never a case where Jesus failed to have compassion and meet the needs of those people. Just some examples. Mark the first chapter, verses 40 to 42. He stopped everything to meet the needs. It's a separate message. And heal the leper. How spectacular was that? He broke the prejudice laws of that day. You weren't allowed to come in physical contact with a leper. He didn't care. What he did care about is, this man needs a miracle touch. Do you hear what I'm saying? He had compassion on him. Glory to God. I don't have this written down, but every mom that's here, every mother, Jesus has an unlimited compassion for you and your family. Matthew 14, 14. Hallelujah. He healed the sick. It says he had compassion on them. Matthew 9, 36. He had compassion on the people as sheep without a shepherd. Immediately stopped everything and said, now's the time for me to bring in 12 disciples. Glory to God. I love verse 15. So he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Jesus had the power over death because of the Holy Spirit anointing. He had it without measure, according to Acts 10:38. His heart cried out for this mother. In verse 13, it says, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Glory to God. The only other thing I wish that was written here, it says, he that was dead sat up and began to speak. I wish they had a tape recorder. I'd love to know what that young man had to say. He knew Jesus had the power of life. John 10:10, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Everybody say that word, life. You know, sometimes I wonder which way the world is going. But we've got the life of God in Jesus. That's why we're pro-life. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a dramatic moment he had on this mom. Now, if you notice, I like to tell this to people. This won't go off if I walk down here. Am I right? Praise God. The reason I say that, I can't stand still when I preach. How many have heard of the wandering Jews? I'm just one of them. You know, once it's in your blood, you just can't let go. Glory to God. He is so good. It's been a couple decades ago we were ministering camp meeting Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm sure your pastor knew the pastor who was there, Greg Headley's brother, Bruce. And they had been fasting and praying for 2 weeks. And this was still when people had choir robes and everything like this, and the choir had a special number that they were going to do. But before that, we flew in. My daughter was little then. Pastor picked us up, and he and his wife and his kids, and he said, "Oh, Deke, we're not going to where you're going to stay right now." He took us right to the hospital. "Well, that's fine." He said, "There's 3 people I want to pray for, and I wanted to wait until you were here." The first 2, I don't remember. But the last person we prayed for was a precious lady. He said, "Real quick, Deke, I need to tell you a story about her before we get in here." He says, "I've never met her before. But 2 weeks ago, her son came into the church. And he saw me before church started, and he said, 'Pastor, I need to talk to you right away.'" He says, "I'd never seen him before, but I could see he was desperate." I said, "Well, pal, service is about ready to begin. Can we wait till after service?" The young man said yes. And soon as service was over, pastor met him in the office. And the young man just was so nervous, and he stood up and he said, "I just have one question to ask you, and this will determine if we talk anymore." He said, "Pastor, is this one of those churches that believes in miracles?" And he said, "Yeah, pal, we believe in miracles." He said, "I'm not just talking about salvation. That's the most important miracle. I understand that. But I mean raising people from the dead and healing and things." He goes, "Yes, we believe that." He says, "I was raised in a church that didn't believe in miracles. They spoke against it." But he said, just a few months ago, he says, "My mother and my father died, so she's a widow. And he's the only son, senior in high school. And she had cancer that worked her way through her system, intestines up. Now there was not just through her stomach, an inoperable tumor grew on her esophagus. The doctors pulled the young man out in the hall. He was only 18. They said, 'You're the next of kin. You need to know this.'" Sometimes the world doesn't know what they're saying. He said, "Barring a miracle." How many heard that word miracle? "Your mother's going to pass away soon. Son, you need to know this." He said, "From that moment on, I decided I'm going to find a place that believes in miracles. I don't care about my past. I want to find a church in this city." He says, "For 2 months, I've been searching for churches that believed in miracles. You're the first one." The pastor said, "How long did they give your mother?" He said, she should be able to make it 6 months. He said, "In 2 weeks, I have a young man that I've known for years come in, and I'd love him to be there when I pray for your mother." I heard this right before we're ready to walk into the room. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to hear things at the last minute so you don't ruin it. And worry, and what should I say, what shouldn't I say? We walked in that room, she had her Bible open, and she saw the pastor and said, "Oh, I've heard all about you." He had never met her. And she said, "I've already read those scriptures on healing." Glory to God. He says, "This is our evangelist." "Oh," she says, and "I was told about you too." Praise God, she was ready to pray. Why talk if they're ready to pray? He was on one side of the bed, I was on the other. Pastor asked me to pray. I stood on every healing scripture I knew. How many believe truly he's taken our infirmities and bore our sicknesses? How many believe by the stripes of Jesus we've been healed? Just a little extra. Who wants a little Hebrew extra? Praise God. The Old Testament, of course, is the Jewish Bible. If you were to get just the Old Testament from the Jews, it doesn't say in Isaiah 53, "By whose stripes ye are healed." The Hebrew actually says, "We're healed." Isaiah saw it done. Well, you can say "are" because the root in the Hebrew also means "of all time." And the translators felt like he must have meant present tense. Isaiah saw it done. Peter simply wrote word for word what Isaiah said, "By whose stripes ye were healed." Praise God. Praise God. Well, we felt the presence of God in that hospital room. I tell people I'd love to say holy tongues of fire engulfed that whole hospital and we were on the 6 o'clock news. That didn't happen. Love to say a holy gust of winds threw us out into the hallway. That didn't happen. Even though I believe those things can happen. Sometimes we're looking for the spectacular and missing the supernatural. I believe in the spectacular, but if it's not there, God's still there. So we left, started camp meeting. The morning meeting The power of God went through that place. My wife and I are sitting in the front row during the praise and worship. Beautiful praise and worship. Praise God. Each time we come, man, we need to be told how great your voice is. And there's anointing behind it. I don't say that everywhere. What an anointing. Well, I didn't get a chance to preach. We didn't get a chance to do special songs. Pastor called me up right away, and he and I ministered together till the end of the service. So Sunday night, they had the choir there to sing their special medley of Power of Pentecost camp meeting. Didn't get to do it during praise and worship. Power of God fell. My wife went over to the piano. We just started ministering. And Monday night, the same thing happened. Now, Tuesday night was night of healing. And the pastor started off by saying, we're not going to start off with praise and worship or even announcements. This choir has been waiting for all these services to sing this medley. And it was about 15, 20 minutes. Oh, it was powerful. You wanted to just get up and start shouting and march around the place. Then they started the first praise and worship song. And out in the hall and in the driveway, there was a whole lot of noise, loud noise. Praise God. And it was one of those sanctuaries where you could see out. Right, and so I snuck my way over to look out, and the parking lot was filled with high school students. Now you know why there was noise. Let's not put them down. We were loud when we were in high school. There were vans, pickups, everything you could think of, filled with high school students. Some of them just came from a baseball game for the school. And they came into that sanctuary. Hallelujah. Her son, the woman we prayed for to be healed, was the first one in. And he's waving them all in, and he's waving to us. You know, church is going on, he's waving, and I wave back. Counting her son, there were 46 high school students came into that service that night. Praise God. I love to say this. There would have been more, but we counted them. Oh, there must have been 200 there. My goodness. During the second praise and worship song, this is just how it happened. The anointing of God hit that place. The pastor suggested, some of you want to get saved. 23 of them went out into the hall and came down the aisle. Not in the hall, came down the aisle and came up and said, we want to get saved right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Of course, Pastor Doug, I said, you can't get saved now. That don't happen till the end of the service. You guys ever been in church? No, we thought it was fantastic. We prayed for them, the sinner's prayer, and I heard the Lord say, the Holy Ghost anointing's on them. Let them receive it now. And I told them, I said, young people, and the others who were already saved were behind them. I said, I don't have time to give you the four steps on receiving the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and everything else. All I'm going to say is start shouting and praising right now in Jesus' name. And some of you are going to speak in sounds and languages you didn't ever speak in your life. Two-thirds of them were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Then we brought people to the front to be healed. Everyone, I'm serious, that came up were healed. The young people laid hands on them. We did. Glory to God. Then we had time for testimony. The whole church was at the altar. That sweet lady we prayed for, her son was first one to testify. He said, can I say something? I said, yes. He said, I guess you're wondering why all my high school friends are here. It certainly crossed our minds. He said, you didn't get a chance to check on my mother because you're having camp meeting in the morning and then evening services. And he said, but the next day on Sunday, which was 2 days earlier, her doctor came in to check her out one more time. And he was astonished because the lighting in the room was so bad because he said, I can't even see that tumor on your throat. You hear what's happening, Brian? Praise God. So all of a sudden he realized it wasn't there. So he called in two other specialists. And they took her down and they took tissue samples, throat cultures, stabbed her in the arm, whatever all they do, you know. And after about 30 minutes of this, they rolled her back into the room. And then when the tests came back, the three of the doctors were out in the hall talking. She kept trying to hear. She says, I could barely hear what they were saying. But finally, my doctor raised his voice to the other two and shouted, I don't know. He says, all I know is these tests from 2 weeks ago says this woman is filled with cancer, and these tests today say she is cancer-free. Come on and shout, somebody. Come on and shout, somebody. Glory to God in the highest. It was a little opposite from Scripture. In Luke 7, it was the widow woman's son who was raised from the dead. It was the widow woman herself that was raised from the dead. Years ago, I've ministered with that pastor in 2-3 different churches he's gone to. And every time I told this testimony, he said, Deke, here's something you didn't know. And a few years back when he was pastoring in Louisiana, 4 of those young men that came to the altar that night are in full-time ministry, doing a work for the Lord. Jesus has a special love for mothers, for all of us, but for mothers. He had compassion on that widow woman. I'm telling you, we still serve a compassionate Savior. I'm telling you, He's still a miracle-working Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That woman's son has pastored 2 or 3 different churches since. Hallelujah. Raised from the deathbed. Praise God. Everybody believes Hebrews 13:8, where it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Glory to God. My wife pointed out a scripture I want to share with you in John, the 19th chapter. This is at the cross. Verse 25 says, 19th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 25, another stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, that was John standing by. When I first got saved, this was all new to me. All new to me. I'll tell you why in a moment. I didn't know, all the way through the gospel it says the disciple who Jesus loved. I didn't realize who it was. I kept saying, who is it? Until the end. Praise God. I didn't ever hear born again until I was 20. A year later, I found an Assembly of God church. I learned all kinds of church language I never heard before. The third Sunday night I was there, they said, Deke, we want to get to know you. We're going to go out and fellowship. I said, we're going to what? I really thought we're taking a boat ride. I like to tell people that, half jokingly, I was the one when I first heard the term epistles. I thought maybe those were the apostles' wives. You know, it sounds... I love to bring out the Jewish roots of the God. But when I read that, and then at the end, I found out. How many were, John said, this is that disciple. I never knew that. I thought it's him. Why didn't he say that in the first chapter? Leave me in suspense. Verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. He would not leave the earth until he took care of his own mom. Glory to God. Glory to God. He handpicked John from all the disciples, from everyone else that was out there. He didn't even handpick one of his own blood relatives. John's the one. That young man has love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know something? A touch from Jesus still brings life today. He's the life giver. There's more examples in Scripture. But moms, this is your special day. I said, Holy Ghost, just lead me. Lift a hand toward heaven one time. Joy, why don't you go ahead toward the keyboard, honey? Glory to God. Glory to God. And I want to change the song we were going to do. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to sing that chorus. You are great. You do miracles so great. Glory, because God's doing something here. Matter of fact, honey, just start playing it. There's a healing in the house. I want every mom that needs a physical healing yourself to stand up right where you're at. I saw this as I started preaching. Cindy, stand up one time. There's a strengthening. God showed me during the praise and worship There was a strengthening of the Holy Ghost from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Stand behind her, brother. Don't place your hands on her, just towards her. Karabo-shata-ka-shata. As I touch her, hear what I'm saying. Arthritis is leaving this place right now. In Jesus' name. How many believe we still serve a miracle worker? Arthritis is leaving this place right now. But Cindy, every weakness, kotakashatatakai, is being thrown out by the power of God. I hear the Lord saying, I need you. That's why there's strength. Ronko shatotaota. That's it, ladies. Lift your hand and claim your healing. Jesus' name. The miracles now. Hallelujah. 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 Ho-da-da-da. Tasha, this is for you. Ho-da, I'm not just praying for her because she's the Mrs. Pastor. Because I don't do this unless it's God, and I mean this. Not only is that anointing increasing, I've heard your prayers. You can expect to see lives changed. It's happened already during the praise and worship, I hear God saying. There'll be times God tells you somebody's being touched physically. You don't even have to bring them to the front. Voice it to them and sing that chorus that you're doing on your heart. As they respond, they'll receive their healing. You've reached out to many women. Doug, you have an anointing for healing, but this is confirmation she needs to hear. You've reached out to many ladies, older and younger. There's a healing anointing. It not only touches them physically, it relieves them of stress. It relieves them of pain inwardly, of hurt, of rejection. Sometimes you can't be there in person. Even over the phone, I'm seeing you reaching out your hand as you pray. It comes so natural because the anointing is strong. Rongo shot, expect lives changed. Jesus' name. There's a strengthening from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus' name. Receive your healing, ladies. Glory to God. And I want you to agree with me. We're going to rebuke the devil from all our kids, grandkids. My daughter right now needs to be set free. How many hear what I'm saying? Christians cannot be demon-possessed. Y'all with me? Let me apologetically say that. But how many know the devil's a liar, like Jesus said? How many know he tries to oppress our situations? Let's kick him in the teeth. He's defeated under our feet in the name of Jesus. Am I right? Agree with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against every power of darkness, every principality, power, might, and dominion of the devil that's trying to blind or oppress or tell lies to our children, grandchildren, and those that are like children, great-grandchildren, and those that may not be relatives, but they're like our kids. Satan, get your hands off of them in Jesus' name. The name above every name. Kodabashandarakai. Jesus said, pray forth the laborers in harvest in Jesus' name. Whew. I pray laborers with the gospel to touch each one of them. Sometimes the last people they want to hear is us. So I pray for a special person to touch them. Give it to them in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Could you step out here for a moment, ma'am? Praise God. I need a gentleman to stand behind him. Stand behind her. Thank you, brother. I knew it was you because you got a badge. You see what I'm saying? I hear this. God's not done yet. Your strength isn't over. God's not done yet. In Jesus' name. Your prayers have not gone in vain. Strongholds have fallen. The love in your heart, the compassion, overflows. Overflows. The miracle is there. I do see strength in the spirit from the top of your head. Jesus' name, the soles of your feet. I hear God saying, I'm not done yet. It's the Holy Ghost. You don't have to force anything. Just let it happen. Praise God. I just met a lot of these people. Just right where you're standing, ma'am. I heard this in the back. I heard God saying, your miracle's now. Your miracle's now. Not only is there strength. Oh, kashi. The top of your head to the soles of your feet where there wasn't before. But the vision in your heart for the family, the circumstances. Watch me turn things around, God says, for my glory. I'm not limited, says God. My strength is yours also. Feel it overflow. In your prayer time, you've asked for strength. And sister, in your prayer time, you named those that really need a miracle. And you called them by name. I heard every word, says the Lord. Jesus' name. My anointing, my strength is yours. Sing that one time, Joy.
You deserve.
How many believe he deserves the glory?
And the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
I love to worship him.
As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory. All the glory.
And the honor.
Oh, Lord, all the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great.
Yes, he does.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else.
Sing it again, for you are great.
You
I love to sing it to Jesus.
You do miracles so great.
So great.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else.
How many believe there's no one else like the Lord? Let's just praise him one time. Let's praise him in advance for our family. Let's praise him for the loved one, the children, the grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews. Oh, every one of them that needs a miracle. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for this. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Besides the moms, everyone else that needs a healing, that arthritis, that stiffness in the bones, it's gone in Jesus' name. This sweet young lady, there's healing. Healing. You've been praying for healing. Your God's saying, my strength is yours in Jesus' name. He's a healing God, am I right? He's a healing Jesus. Those bones, those joints are strengthened in Jesus' name. Others who need a physical healing, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Claim that strength and healing right now. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' holy name. Now every hand down just for a moment. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in that's part of being Pentecostal. Our denomination is Pentecostal. We believe in miracles. And we, as much or more than anybody, believe the greatest miracle is still salvation. You don't have to close your eyes or bow your head. I just want you to all think about the Lord. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, maybe everybody's saved, but across the country we're seeing visitors, relatives visiting. If you're here and you're not sure that if Jesus were to come back before this service ends, that you'd go to be with him. If you're not sure you're born again and right with God and you want to be sure this morning, raise your hand so I can see it. Is there anybody? Praise God. There's one in the back. Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else? Did you raise your hand for salvation, sir? Okay, he sure did. Is there anybody? No. Don't raise your hand to praise God right now. Somebody did. Is there somebody else that needs Jesus? Praise God. Is it okay if you stand, sir? I won't bring you to the front. Let's say this prayer. You say it with me, and let's all say it. Repeat after me. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to die for me. I believe Jesus died on the cross to take away my sins, that you rose him from the dead on the third day. I ask Jesus to forgive me for all I've done wrong, to come into my heart, to be my Lord, my personal Savior. Now let's everybody say this like you mean it. I believe Jesus is the King of Kings, is the Lord of Lords, and Lord of my life. Let's sing that again, Joy, for you are great. Singing it to Jesus. Sing it with us.
Your miracles so great, no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Praise him as you sing.
Your great, you do miracles so great.
Oh, I love the Lord.
There is no one else. There's no one else like you, Lord.
There's no one else like you.
No one else like you, Lord. There is no one else like you.
Lift your hands and voices. And just praise him in your own way. The Bible talks about praising him with the fruit of your lips. Praising him in spirit and in whatever way you're comfortable, in spirit and in truth. We magnify your holy name. Praise him for the healings. Praise him in advance for your family members and kids turning around for Jesus. Praise him in advance. Hallelujah. For families being changed. For a special touch on every mother. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whew, God is good. Just before I, thank you, Joy. Just before I turn it back to Pastor Doug, glory to God. You see, they were our missionaries to New Mexico for a while, North Texas missionaries. And hallelujah. As my wife and I have been traveling, it's almost been 2 years now, about a little more than a year and a half. We have been, since 1981, though, we've been supporting missions in Israel. No matter how prophetic the land is and becoming a nation and all, they need Jesus. How many believe that? The word is true. They need Jesus. It was presented to us a little more than a year and a half, actually, a general council, that there are two ministry groups that are feeding Holocaust survivors in Israel. The average age is 85. This is Israeli statistics. About 160,000 of them live in Israel. One out of four is destitute. Israel is asking for help, even if it's born-again Jews. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, love is an action verb. Not just saying it. Reaching out to those in need. Helping them. Feeding them. We're helping feed Holocaust survivors. I have said for years, money that comes in above our expenses, we send over there. But my wife corrected me. Gentlemen, how many have had your wife correct you? Let's all be honest. She said, honey, you need to tell them the whole truth. We give it when we don't have it extra. I don't say that to pat myself on the back. Praise God. Because the need is there, and you know you can't outgive God. He blesses you. Praise God. Give what you can to help us feed the Holocaust survivors. I want to say this. We have this in the back. We had it the last time. It's called the Quick Scan Bible. It's the King James Version, except it emboldens the meat of the chapters. How many of you ever wanted to read some of those Old Testament books? Just get the gist. You'd be reading the Minor Prophets through in about 4 minutes, the Gospels in about 9 minutes. We go by the honor system. Normally we say, for every $100 you give, just come back and tell us one is yours, but if you can't afford $100, you can afford $75. One of those is your, and I'll sign it and put a scripture in it for you. Just come back and say, I gave for one of the Bibles. Glory to God. If you can't do that, just give whatever you can, because God is good. What an honor it is to be here. What an honor it is to be with your pastors, Doug and Tasha. Praise God.
even though sometimes I call her Tasha. But, I, you know, she knows what I mean. Pastor, let me give it to you. And he's a smart man. He knows how to spell words like million, thousand, you know, big words.
All right. The ushers are coming at this time, and we want to give you an opportunity to respond. Some of you have, I've mentioned.